Hey, AfterBuzzers, thank you so much for tuning in to another Vampire Diaries After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're breaking down Season 8, Episode 4, titled An Eternity of Misery, and we have fan favorite Roxy Stryer on the panel tonight, so get excited and stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, hello, AfterBuzzers. Thank you so much for tuning in to another Vampire Diaries After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43, joined here by the beautiful Jordana Morfin.
Hey, everyone. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Jordana_Morfin.
And as promised, Miss Roxy Stryer.
Fan favorite. Big words to live up to,
yeah.
Baby girl. I feel like you got a shimmy to this song, you know? We're going to hell anyway.
Might as well be dancing there. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're thrilled to have you. We always love having you on the panel.
I'm so lucky that this is the episode I'm joining for.
It was a great episode to come
and
to.
And of course, Katie and Tiana, they couldn't be here this week. Katie will be back next week, Tiana 2 weeks, so not to worry, but they miss and love you all. And of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV and all social media platforms. Jordana is the chat mistress this evening, so please continue to chat. Let us know your thoughts. And we're going to be reading one of our dear Elaine favorites tonight towards the end, so please stay tuned for that. Overall, guys, what are our specific thoughts on this week's very exciting episode?
I absolutely loved it. I think last week was a little bit, I don't know, it wasn't my favorite episode, but there was so much going on in this episode that I was just all about it, the whole thing. Especially seeing, like, kind of a different side of Sybil, you know, and you know, we can kind of see how she was before, so it was a good episode. I loved it.
I was really hesitant to embrace any new characters this season. I kind of was like, not on my TV set. You know, like, I've been watching this show for so many years, and now we're on the final season, and I didn't want anybody new. But I kind of am starting to see why they did that, because this episode was awesome. And we're really getting down to the bottom of, what are these two brothers like? Which one is this? Which one is that? Is it okay that they're both? So I feel like, but the way that we're doing that with these new characters has been really cool. I loved the episode. I loved it. It didn't have Bonnie. It didn't have Elena. It barely had Caroline. It had no Enzo. And yet it was my favorite episode this season.
Yeah.
100%.
I absolutely agree. And I think it reminds me, okay, so Heretics last year didn't work for me. I didn't like any of those characters, in all honesty. But they did have these ties to our characters from the past, which it doesn't seem like these new characters have, but there's more of a parallel, which is kind of like pulling it all full circle for the last season. Because we love Stefan and Damon so much that I think sometimes we have a hard time being, like, objective about them. Mm-hmm. But seeing that kind of relationship with two newer characters, it's so similar that you're like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, they're not all good all the time. They're pretty bad people. So I love that we're, like, able now to kind of make those parallels.
When I watched the episode, I was questioning that just because you said, you know, they've done so many bad things. They've killed so many people. And that's what Sybil was saying. And you're like, what, should they have consequences, you know, for their actions? Even though we love them so much, like, should they pay for what they've done?
And remember who started it all.
Yep, exactly.
So. Okay, well, I mean, I'm still just like, get over it, guys. I want to go back and rewatch that episode where they explain really how Stefan, because I remember it was that Stefan, it wasn't really his fault. It was just kind of the way the events happened. And if you were in his position, you kind of would have maybe done the same thing. So I'm still, like, Team Stefan on that one. I think Damon needs to just, ugh, get over it, man.
Katie would be agreeing with you right about now.
Yeah, Katie says yay. Yeah. So that's what she would be saying. Let's get into the Sybil and Celine. Let's pretend for a moment that we don't know what's happening, though. So they have Sybil in, you know, where are they, by the way? Are they at the armory?
I think
they're at the armory. Yeah. They have her locked up, and, you know, they're using that, what are we calling it? The fork?
Yep.
Yeah.
The pitchfork.
Causing her a lot of pain. Tuning fork, exactly. The thing is that there's several different of these kinds of things in the mythology, and they're all a little bit different. I know some people were like, no, it's called this, it's called this. So let's call it the tuning fork. And Sybil's very calm. What I love about a villain that can vill, and they're just like, super chill about it. They're not even worried.
No. Well, because when she's telling this story, you're thinking to yourself, which one is she? Which one? I mean, what did you guys think while she was telling it? Did you think she was the lesser of two evils, or?
I actually thought she was the more evil one at first.
I think that's what they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it would be incredibly believable, because from what we've known, there couldn't be a bigger bad than Sybil. Mm-hmm. She's as bad as it gets. But then as the story unfolds, we realize she's not villing as hard as others can vill. Right. So I thought that was an interesting way to open our eyes to something.
Me too. I mean, just because I love and know the Vampire Diaries writers, I feel very well at this point. I was like, okay, no, she's the good one. I also thought that the way that they looked, she looked like the good one, like physically. Mm-hmm. And Celine looked more like the other one. So, I mean, I know that we were supposed to be surprised. I wasn't, but I wasn't mad that I wasn't. I was just like, I got you, writers. Like, I know you.
But we still don't know if we know the full story. No. Because what the good one ends on might not be actually where we pick up after they start making deals with the devil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The good one might turn into the bad one.
Yeah. And this whole theory about the devil, I love. So let's kind of talk about what she says happened. I love the flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Both her and her sister were banned to an island because of their psychic powers. And it all started with this guy named, God, what's his name?
I
wrote it down.
It was like a short.
They shortened it. Cade. It's like Cade. The first thing Arcadius. That I wrote down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arcadius. So they show his backstory too, which is that he was psychic in this town, and there was a moment when he saw in some guy's head that he was staring at a young girl, fantasizing about her, and he kind of overstepped his bounds, and he was trying to protect this girl. So essentially, the devil started off good, and the reason why he became the devil is they, like, burned him at the stake, and right before he died, he kind of was able to put all of these evil people in another realm of sorts, which is what they're calling hell. And that's how hell started. That's what I got. I had to watch it a couple times. I was like, okay, I think I understand. Is that what you guys got from that?
That's what I got from it. And that's funny just because obviously we saw way back, Catherine was pulled the same way that Georgie was pulled today. So, I mean,
which gives me a lot of joy.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that we've built up to this point in our final season. We've got hell. And maybe we're going to hell. We don't know. But I thought it was a really interesting thing that I never thought the show would completely touch. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gotten to the other side and we've had different versions of different things, but now we've met the devil, or what we're considering to be the devil. And it was crazy to see that maybe evil is a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. And that, like you said, he started good, and it makes you question a lot of things. I like that iteration of the story.
Me too. And you know, I'm trying to remember, I think Caroline Dries, a couple years ago when Catherine went to hell, I remember her making a statement that, like, no, Catherine is done. We're not doing hell. Hell is not, like, we're not touching that. That's it.
Well, I don't remember them saying we're not doing hell, but I remember them saying Catherine's done. This is endgame for Catherine.
Yeah.
But they've said things before, and then. So I know you would like to see Catherine again.
I really would.
I wouldn't hate it. talk about fan favorite. I mean, people miss Catherine almost as much as they miss Elena.
I think a lot of people miss her more.
Yeah, we have a good point here. How do you say it? Ka-El Kent. So
Ka-El. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone who was on the other side is now in hell.
Oh, could that be? You know, I was thinking about that. And
like Bonnie's grandmother, though?
Yeah, yeah. Like Vicky, all of those people. Because essentially was,
oh my god, Vicky.
Yeah. I mean, let's be real, she belonged there. But we're gonna get into this a little bit later, but Matt's family, I think Vicky is going to come back in some kind of way, at least her storyline relating to these girls and the family. And there's like so many things that we don't know, but I'm glad we're finally getting answers. But back to Sybil and Celine, they became these psychic sisters, or not sisters by blood, just, you know, they share this connection. And it's Celine that we later find out, because I don't know, it's stupid for me to just call her the other girl because we know who it is. It's Celine. But she taught Sybil how to lure sailors in and take their loot, but also eat them so they could survive.
Unknowingly.
Unknowingly.
Well, yeah, and Sybil was unknowingly eating.
She thought it was something else, right? Like, Boar. She thought Boar.
Yeah, she thought it was Boar. Because at first when they did it, Sybil said, never again. It's never, ever going to happen again. So Celine started to lie to her.
But in all fairness, because we're looking at Celine like the evil sister, however, Sybil says, if we can't live off of what God has given us, then we'll die.
Right.
And interesting that she's talking about God before we've even introduced the devil. Mm-hmm. But I think that Celine kept Sybil alive because it seems like they wouldn't have been able to live off berries. And I don't know if there were actually Boar there. So maybe at some point Celine either flips the switch or she realizes, Sybil flips the switch or she realizes that Celine is the only reason that she's able to live. So as a sister, as somebody you really care about, Celine kind of did right by Sybil. Not by the hundreds or thousands of people that they've eaten, but by her sister. She kind of did right by her.
Yeah. And I mean, it's survival of the fittest. That goes back to, you know, I mean, this was very long time ago. But every kind of every kind of breed of animal, anything, survival of the fittest. And essentially, that's just what they did. And a lot of people could view that as not being wrong. And even Celine said to Sybil, you know, the first group of men they killed together, those were the men that sent us here from our town. Those are the people from the village. Mm-hmm. Why are we feeling bad? But I just find it fascinating to know that Sybil has this really big conscience, or she did at one point.
Mm-hmm. I actually found it strange when we saw her in the flashbacks. Like, I did not expect her. Just because we've seen such, like, an evil side of her, I just did not expect her to be an innocent girl, like, back in the day, or, you know, just, like, seeing her storyline. And when we saw that she was actually the good sister. But I don't know. I think I agree what you're saying. Like, she does need Celine. Mm-hmm. Like, to
so many twists and turns where you think one thing, okay, you think that's wrong, but then is it really that wrong? Or you think it's going to be one person, and then it was a different episode. This episode really kept you on your toes the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because just in our world, we're raised that there's a good and there's a bad. And, you know, sometimes the line is kind of blurry in between those two, but each side has a very, like, yes, you're good, yes, you're bad. And that's really, it's subjective, especially in a world where all these creatures exist, where you've lived for that long of a time. If I'd lived for that long of a time, I think at one point I'd just throw my morals out the window. I mean,
you would definitely turn your switch off at some point. I would.
It's torture in a way.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah. So we see that at the time, Sybil tried to kill herself and throw herself off the cliff.
Which is an interesting response to somebody else doing something evil. She didn't try to kill her sister. Mm-hmm. She tried to kill herself.
Yeah, she put it all on her. I mean, and that tells something a lot about her character, that she more saw fault in herself, and what her sister wanted to do was her business, her prerogative. She just didn't want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And I like that because it's not judgmental.
Yeah.
It's coming kind of, but it's also coming from a place where you're putting a lot of blame on yourself. Like, she definitely needs to see someone about that.
Yeah. Like, why couldn't they have hired a therapist to come to the island?
Seriously.
Because probably her sister would have eaten her first.
Yeah. They had Cade, though, who came and saved Sybil because Celine begged him, you know, whatever we have to do. And they knew who he was, but thought he was dead. And he is dead. And he was dead. But he was able to communicate with them, and they essentially made a deal with the devil, mm-hmm. which was for them to be beautiful and live forever, that they needed to continue to kill bad people, and they got their bodies, which gave them beauty and life, and he got their souls.
What if, this kind of goes into predictions territory, but what if the end of this is that they need to kill one of the brothers and they're trying to decipher who is bad and who is good? And actually, the way that it looks like it's Damon right now, it ends up being Stefan. Maybe we decide, like, because this whole series has been about Damon being bad and Stefan being good and us questioning that. But what if that's what they're trying to do, at least? Figure out which one of the brothers it is that represents which one of the sisters.
Well, they're definitely trying to do something with that, because I think that Sybil does feel this connection to Stefan, and she keeps on asking him, which sister are you? Which girl are you? And, you know, he's like, I don't care. What does this have to do with me? But clearly there is something that is very important in that question that Cade wants to know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure why. And Stefan answered, you know, I'm both of them. And apparently that was the right answer. I'm not really sure why, though. What did you guys think about that?
I like that that's what he answered, because I think that's factual. Mm-hmm. I feel like he easily could have said, I'm the good one. But he knows he's not, and he hasn't always been good. He's gone back and forth, as has Damon. So I like that he answered that. But it led me to believe that there's a bigger question here that Sybil's trying to ask, because I thought that she wanted him to say, I'm the good one. Mm-hmm. And clearly she didn't.
She was expecting him, right? Right. I felt like she was expecting him to say that. But it's like, I feel like you can even put that into, like, our situation, you know? Are you good or are you bad? Like, yeah, you can say you're good, but, I mean, you've done some things that maybe in the past that don't make you perfect person. Mm-hmm. So
if we got compelled and they asked us, like, I guess I don't even know what mine would be, but every person would have something that they're not proud of that they did.
Yeah. I mean, mine wouldn't be that I murdered one of my five wives.
Oh, yeah. Yep. No, see, I like that, though, that at least they're going after villains, you know, that they're going after bad people.
Except Tyler.
Yeah, well, they didn't do that. Stupid Damon did. Like, the girls obviously have a very calculated plan of what and why they're doing it, but Damon...
Mabry Montgomery said, I feel like Sybil feels like she has a connection to Stefan, like they're similar.
Yeah, which makes me think, like, why didn't... I mean, I know it was convenient at the time for her to grab Damon and Enzo, but, like, she would have been better suited with the Ripper, I think. And I enjoyed their kind of back and forth because, yeah, we're seeing all these parallels, and she really was spelling it out for us.
Really quick, going back, were these two girls the only psychics that, you know... Sirens, yeah.
I don't know, but they were the only two on this island. Because remember, they weren't cast to this island. They were cast off, and both of them ended up there.
Okay.
So, I guess, theoretically, there could be more sirens that
we don't know about.
Okay. Yeah. And, I mean, then what is Cade considered, or was he considered? I guess he's the devil now, but was he originally a siren? Is being psychic being a siren? I know some of the, you know, mythology about that, and that is not anything that I knew, but I don't know everything. I think there's...
No way. You don't know everything?
I know a lot.
Yeah, you do.
But, like, I just don't know everything. But I think I will very soon.
Mabry, another one, a good point. If Stefan killed the devil, would Sybil die, or would her immortality just be broken?
Okay, so let's talk about that. Sybil wants Stefan to kill the devil. She says, what you need to do to get your brother back... Mm-hmm. was to kill the devil, right?
Yeah. And so I think to answer your question, we would probably have a Catherine situation where, remember, Catherine got to be her age really quickly and then started, like, to decay. I don't think that Sybil would die immediately, but her age would start to show until she died unless they gave her something.
Okay.
That would be my theory.
Okay.
Well, they definitely gave us a lot to think about. They gave us a lot more answers, which I really liked, but we have so many more answers that we need to get. Let's get into the Alaric kind of Celine Georgie storyline. So they showed us in the scenes from last week that the other sister was going to be Celine, but they wanted us to think it was Georgie for a while. And even in this episode, I was like, oh, well, maybe they kind of threw us off course with that preview. Maybe it is Georgie. And so what did you guys see? That Georgie is purely being used as a pawn, or that she does have some kind of bigger connection to all of this?
There has to be a bigger connection. I feel like, I don't know. Well, I personally, when I saw it last week, I thought she was the sister for a second. And again, watching this week's episode, I was still a little confused. I was like, maybe they did throw us off. But I feel like there has to be a lot more to her, especially with the, you know, when she said that when she died and she saw the pitchfork in her... whatever, and she has a pitchfork tattooed to her. Like,
maybe that's just
something.
I don't know.
What is it that? Why is it that she was whisked off like that, like in the Catherine way? What is it about her? Is it because she was actually bad and was going to hell, or do you have to have a certain essence to you where you're able to leave like that? I never thought she was the sister because, honestly, because of the names.
Right.
Which are Georgie doesn't fit in with the sister's names. But I think that I was wondering, is she evil in some kind of different way? I don't think so. I feel like she was just a kid who had a crush on a lark and was trying to help.
So you do think that by her breaking into his home, she was just kind of like taken over with curiosity, maybe?
I think she was nervous for a lark. She saw what he was doing and she like wants to, you know, kind of being nosy and trying to help and do all those things and being like, he's been weird, you know? I got to figure out this out. I got to crack the case. That's what she does for a living, you know? She is always trying to figure out what's going on, so.
Side note, what happened to the other intern?
Gone.
Oh, they're gone. I just found it, well, now that she, you know, if you're saying that she's just like an intern, I feel bad now because Celine, when she kills her off, you know, she's like, well, you killed your friend. What was it, car accident? And it's like, that's the last thing that she had to go with. Like, bye.
Well,
and she had to see it when she was eating her.
Remember when Celine died, though? And they brought her back?
I was rewatching a little bit of that episode today. It was the first episode back for the season. And yes.
I don't mean died, by the way. She almost died.
Yes.
They slit her throat.
And she still seems so like, oh my God, what's happening? I feel stupid. I'm just going to say it. I feel stupid because...
She fooled you?
The thing is, I knew. I was like, oh, well, she's just going to die soon. Someone that's, like, that nice and stuff is either evil or is going to die very fast. Mm-hmm. And I just thought she was going to die. So I didn't... But, you know, there's a lot more to why... Virginia?
Virginia,
yeah. That why she was going after her. And we still have yet to figure out what's going on with her and these girls. And why, I don't know, Caroline and Alaric weren't more careful when they chose childcare, because obviously they're twins, whether they want to admit it or not, are special, and they could be kind of scary.
Do you think that they are the next two sirens?
Well, I last week predicted that Celine wants something to do with the little girls, just because when we heard the pitchfork and the girls, you know, heard it, but I have a feeling that I don't know exactly what, but she wants something to do with them. And now that we saw that she was telling them, or she was going to tell them that story, I feel like it might turn into something similar where it's like one of the girls might be like the good sister and one of them might be, you know, the bad sister.
I mean, I don't even know if we can call good sister.
Yeah,
like the
you
lesser
know, the,
of two
the,
evils.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, and someone in the chat last week said some super brilliant stuff that I still have, or that I don't have, I wish I had, about the Gemini Coven and sirens and all of this, and I read it, and to be honest, I didn't completely understand it, but I was like, okay, so there is some kind of connection, because we can't forget that these girls are actually Joe's daughters, and they come from the Gemini Coven. They're twins for a reason. It's not a coincidence. And even though Sybil and Celine aren't sisters by blood, they have this psychic connection, but I just think that's very different than two twins.
And they said they're not siblings by blood, but we don't actually know that.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, because we don't know their past really before they got there.
And maybe they don't know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they don't know. Maybe the one sister was cast out way younger or something.
Yeah. And so Celine essentially uses Georgie to go and lock Alaric in the cave. And oh my God. Well, first of all, this episode was a little bit gory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was, you know, they did a good job.
And Mark leaving that video.
Yeah, leaving that video. And then it wasn't really necessary for him to blindfold himself and stab his ear out. I just don't know. I'm like, couldn't you just try it first and see what happens? Or, like, I don't know, find something to put over your ears.
If it works, it works.
I guess. And what, he's just hoping, like, when he gets out, vampire blood will not make him deaf anymore?
Yeah.
Because I guess it would heal a wound,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and the wound would have caused him to be deaf. It kind of was just, like...
Aggressive.
It was very
aggressive.
Like, yeah.
0 to 100 real quick.
It did.
It's crazy how, imagine just being in that world, his first thought was like, oh, you know, my friends are vampires, they can fix me pretty quickly with their blood. But that's just... a little too much.
Yeah, you know, I think there could have been another way. And I wish Alaric was a vampire. I really do. He was, I mean, when he wasn't an original and crazy, like, he was a good vampire. But I know it went against everything, like Elena, went against everything that he believed in and had been fighting for his entire life. So I understand why he wasn't, but it leaves him so vulnerable. And just having your best friends that are vampires, it's not always going to fix it, but when you live in this kind of world.
Right. I agree.
Arthur Nguyen says, Gemini Coven cannot do magic unless they siphon the magic. The tuning fork had very dark magic that the twins could not siphon.
Yeah, there's something about siphoning the magic, for sure, with the twins.
With the twins, yeah.
Mm.
And I'm just so confused. I hope I get it, because by the time they, like, reveal it, I'm afraid I'm going to be like, I still don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not until they're 21 that the Gemini twins, one of them has to kill the other, mm-hmm. right?
Oh,
and
yes.
we're not going until that point, yeah. so there's got to be another reveal with them.
Yeah, unless, like, I don't know, we flash forward the last few episodes mm-hmm. To when Elena would come back or something like that, and the girls are grown up, but I'm glad that we got to see a little bit of them, and I want to continue to see these girls grow and, like, see their little comments that they make, because yeah. I think that they're really important.
I have a feeling, well, it's kind of like, I don't want to go too far, but I just kind of feel like these girls are going to start to, like, really take on Celine as, like, a mother figure right now. Not just because they spend so much time with her, but, like, I just feel like she's really gonna get inside their heads yeah. somehow.
Because we don't know. Because Stefan doesn't remember. So.
Yeah, he doesn't yet. Yep.
And
Celine's straight chilling right now.
Yeah. And I will say, I do wish that we brought up Jo more, because she's important. Like, she is their actual mother. And they don't even know that, I'm assuming. They think Caroline's their mother.
They never, I mean, actual mother's a tough term, because Caroline's their actual mother.
Right, she's raising them, but their birth mother.
Their biological mother is Jo, and it is interesting that Alaric and Caroline have decided, even though they're not together, to raise them as parents, and it's never been questioned, like, Caroline, this wasn't something that you ever planned mm-hmm. on, what, you know, it's never been brought up on the show. So this it is an interesting point, and I wish Jo was brought up more. I wish Jo was still on the show.
Yeah.
Me too. She was so amazing.
Yeah, she was great.
As were so, I mean, that season, Nina Dobrev's last season, I think was really, really good with Kai and all of that. You know, I think we definitely fell a little bit last season. But I like this season. I really like these characters. And, you know, okay, so Alaric stabs him, whatever, to get yeah. out. And then we have the scene that we talked about with Georgie and Celine. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so when Georgie came in and she stabbed Stefan with Vervain, I'm assuming. Was it Vervain? I don't know. Probably.
Yeah.
And
usually is.
Yeah. She was trying. She was told to get Sybil yeah. out and bring her to Celine. Exactly.
But we would assume that Alaric would have all of his people, like, he would have given them a Vervain watch or something.
Like Matt, which we'll get into, right. but yeah. that was shocking. There's a lot of stuff about Matt that we still don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so we had that scene, and Sybil said she wasn't going to go with her. So she does not have a good relationship. She does not love her sister right now.
Well, we don't know that. We know that she's trying to be independent. We know that she doesn't want to take her sister's help. But we don't know whether it's because she doesn't like her or because she's trying to prove something.
I think she's pissed. She did say piss off.
I yeah. can see her being pissed off, too. But right now, I'm a little confused. Does Celine just want... Is that she just wants to help her sister out and just both of them, you know?
Maybe she needs her sister in order to do something. Maybe the powers aren't there unless they're together.
Yeah, and that's why I think that Sybil is using Stefan and Damon for something on her own agenda to accomplish something she wants, whether that's to break
kill the devil.
Exactly. And I'm assuming that Celine is mm-hmm. not wanting that and has her own agenda of what she wants. But again, I mean...
Yeah, I agree with that totally. Mm-hmm. That's got to be what's going on.
Yeah.
Sybil's like, get me away from this crazy chick. Mm-hmm. Come on, kill the devil.
But does she really want what repercussions would come from killing the devil?
Maybe she wants out because she can't die at this point. Maybe she just wants to die.
Yeah.
That's kind of the feeling I've been getting from her. From
really?
Just a little bit. It just seems like she's... After she, like, kind of broke down in front of Stefan, you know, it just kind of seems a little bit like she's kind of... not done with it, but she's kind of, I need to get out of this situation.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't have a good relationship or she's pissed off with her sister, especially, I mean, who else does she really have, you know?
I mean, everything we've seen thus far of Cade was good.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him, you know, be treated poorly by trying to do the right thing, and that's how hell was created. We talked about that. But...
We've heard that he's making them kill, but we haven't actually seen that.
Yeah, and every time we've seen him, it's just been pretty peaceful. Like, I don't picture the devil being like that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the point, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, people, the devil in disguise.
Exactly. And that maybe the devil isn't, like, a person, but it is a state of being, in a way. Mm-hmm. It's not just, like, selected for one person. And, yeah, we see Georgie get dragged to hell and...
Or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, because she saw herself... And then she saw Celine eat her body. And she's like, what the hell?
So it's interesting that Celine is still a cannibal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she's still really doing it. It's not the blood only. She's
going for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
getting after it, girl.
Well, because that's what Sybil was having Damon and Enzo do for her, was to bring her these bodies. So mm-hmm. I guess she is just doing it all on her own. I don't know what she's been doing in the meantime.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'd be really interested to find out. And then, of course, we have the whole Damon and Matt and this new character, Matt's father, Peter.
Shocking.
That was a shocking.
Okay, here's the biggest question that I have for you guys, though, that confuses me. If Damon was unaware that this was Matt's father, when Damon sent Matt to go find Tyler, who we thought at the time was still alive, and he was like, I left him there, go get him. Why did Damon go do that to Tyler if he didn't know he was going to have to use that against Matt?
Oh.
Because that didn't make any sense. He didn't even know this was Matt's dad, so how would he know that Matt would need to go chase after Tyler?
Do you think he did know, or maybe
it sounds like he didn't, but
I don't think he did.
It's such a weird coincidence then, because I'm still so confused on why Damon went to go kill Tyler.
Yeah,
I mean, essentially, Tyler got in his way. I think it
was... Not really.
I mean, he was like, stop. He physically was like, you can't do this. And, you know, when you tell Damon you can't do something and he doesn't have
But Damon went to Tyler.
He found... Did he find... He's the one that found Tyler?
Damon...
I thought that Tyler, like, found him.
Tyler drove
mm-hmm.
and saw him in the middle of the road just, like, lying there.
Yeah.
And that's when he confronted... They, like, confronted each other.
Well, he saw him in the middle of the road because Damon... I thought that Damon was lying there in order to get Tyler.
I think he...
So
was,
Damon
right?
found Tyler.
I didn't think about it like that, but that could be right. I'm so stupid. I'm sitting here thinking that, oh, big coincidence. Like,
no, I think that Damon on purpose went to go find Tyler, laid his body down to get Tyler to come out of the car, and killed Tyler.
Yeah.
But I'm confused on why he would do that if nobody sent him to do that. He didn't know he was going to need to use it against Matt. Just for fun, just to prove to everybody that he didn't care.
I guess I'm just getting very tired.
It's just weird to me that they just brought him. That what you're saying. Hopefully he isn't gone for good. But like, why would they just bring him back to kill him off?
Yeah,
in a second.
Rather than have it been someone else. I know. Will you read Nicholas Kelly a couple of his posts that he put in the chat, because he's the one last week that had all the mythology that we were confused
so
about.
So he said that the Bennets were once a part of this, but later left due to the conflicts. For example, Silas, Tessa, Amara, and that whole mess.
Yeah.
Wait, what about... Scroll down. You guys are killing him in the chat. That's why... Hold on. With the maybe he killed Tyler from Leo Love.
Maybe he killed Tyler because Tyler knows where Elena is and he was trying to cut ties per Sybil's command. Mm.
That's an interesting point.
Because Tyler is the only one who knows where Elena is. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. You guys, it's a lot to think about. And if we had to make a decision, let's say at the end of the series, you know, it's either Stefan or Damon. I mean, Damon is burying his grave. Like, he's making everyone not care about him to the point that I don't even care anymore.
No, I completely disagree. Because, unfortunately, although I love Stefan, I think that if we get to keep one, we have to keep Damon. Because Damon is the one who's tied to everybody now. Damon is the reason that Bonnie was struggling so much about the Enzo situation, mm-hmm. and it's Bonnie's best friend. Damon's the reason that Elena wants to ever wake up. You know, Damon, it's Damon. But obviously, I'm biased.
I'm possessed by the spirit of Katie right now. And I think that she would say, of course, she would choose Stefan. And then Stefan, you know, can explain to Elena everything that Damon did, and she wouldn't even want to be with him anymore.
Right. That sounds like the darkest ending to the show. I don't want that at all.
I don't either.
I'm super confused. I don't believe that Tyler is dead. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. And if we were going to... the reason that we put this into the story is because we didn't want Elena to ever be with Damon again and we didn't want her to forgive him, then it should have been Jeremy. Mm-hmm. And he would have picked to murder Jeremy. Why did Damon choose to kill Tyler if Tyler is dead, which I still don't believe?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's just in some kind of, like, bloody sleep. I don't know. I just, because I know, I feel like I know the writers well and that they have intentions behind doing all of these things. And I know it's the last season, but it's not rushed. You know, we have a bunch more episodes left. We don't have as many as we want, like a normal season. I think there's only 16. Mm-hmm. But in any other show, if they were doing this, I'm like, okay, they're just trying to throw old characters in there to kind of like fill this void that we have because it's the last season. But I just don't think that is what they're doing. And I think we have more than enough time to explore bringing these people back and why they're bringing them back. So I hope we figure it out.
There's got to be a reason that we brought Tyler back. And I just don't believe that he's dead. My one theory that I said to you guys is that he's been lifted to wherever it is that Georgie went and Catherine went. And maybe our mission has to be to go to hell and there's Tyler.
Yeah.
But maybe. But would Tyler go to hell?
Probably.
I mean, he has killed. He has.
I mean, if Stefan would go to hell, then I think that, I mean, Stefan's done a lot more bad things than Tyler because he's been alive for a lot longer. But I think that if Stefan is considered the one to go to hell, then I think Tyler would definitely be going to hell too.
Is it possible that people are saying that they think they're going to bring Tyler back when they go to hell and Georgie can come back too. So maybe the people who are in hell.
Yeah.
Or the other.
Is it possible that Tyler turns into a vampire and wakes up right now or no?
I think he's been there for too long, like laying there in that trunk. I was really thinking, you know, I thought Matt did a couple really smart things tonight. He kind of snuck up on us, and he, you know, this, I knew that guy was his father, by the way. Great casting, because I think they look alike. We know that the father, Peter, abandoned him. We don't know why. I really want to get that backstory, because he seems like a really, really nice guy that has a bad family history that he's trying to escape and wants none of it. But yeah, Matt was super smart. He gave his father this Vervain watch just in case. His father literally knew nothing.
Nothing.
But his father's family is somehow connected to all of this.
Another good point right here. Mm-hmm. Arthur Nguyen says Matt's family could be used as a sacrifice along with the ancient items to cast a spell to bring back the bad guy. And Celine wants to resurrect him, but Sybil does not.
Hey, why could Matt's family be used?
Doesn't Sybil want something from
That bowling ball looking thing?
Yeah, ball. I was like, egg question mark. I don't know what that is,
but it had the symbol on it.
The symbol on it. But apparently, so we talked about this. People say that the storyline with Matt's mom, aka Julie Cooper, you know, OC. Mm-hmm. That she was actually supposed to be a succubus.
Yeah, I know, because there's that footage that was shot that
right.
Didn't air.
Exactly. So they might kind of be tying all of those things together. And there was a scene at that party, long time ago, that she did something very, like, siren-esque. I'm blanking on exactly what it was. But the thing is that that's the mom. That's not the father's side. And it seems like it's the father's side is where all of this stuff is coming from. So I'm really, really confused. And I think, obviously, Matt knows what's up.
Yeah.
But we have no idea.
I think Matt probably knows partially what's up. I think Matt
is trying. He's not.
Matt's character has grown so much. I mean, this was like a different Matt. It was almost like the actor was like, I've played Matt for too long. I'm stepping up his game right now. Like, this is the final season. Matt's here to play.
Do you think I don't even know. Maybe we did go over this. But do you think he knows about those artifacts?
I'm not sure.
I think so, because his father, Peter, talked about the box that the grandmother left and that he didn't even open it, but Matt was asking about it and he had it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But I'm not sure he knows what
they are.
Okay. But I think he knows they're important. I also just, like, a very small thing, but if he was going to save Tyler, at the time, Matt was smart enough to give his father Damon's blood to save him. So, like, what did he think he was going to do with Tyler? I mean, I don't know, call Caroline or another vampire friend? Because if Tyler was sitting there on the brink of death, how was he going to bring him back anyways? Like, why didn't he take some of Damon's blood?
Maybe he did.
Maybe. And, yeah, we don't know about it. Because I would have done that. Be like, you jerk, like, give me your blood and I'm leaving you. But
I wonder if Tyler would have been able to drink Matt's dad's blood because he had drank vampire blood.
Oh.
So if he had blood in him.
Actually, I think we've seen that before.
Really?
So, yeah, I do think that we've seen that at one point, that if someone has it in their system, you can drink it from them. So that's a good point. Makes me feel a little bit better.
more prepared.
Yeah, more prepared. And so, yeah, we find Tyler. He's dead. Or seemingly.
Maybe
you know, we see a body. The thing is that Tyler also has a history in this situation, but he has body jumped before. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe they're going to be doing that again in some way. I don't know.
When we end this show, which is coming sooner than later, we need to have Elena back. We need to have Tyler. We need to have Matt. We need to have our OGs. And we do still need to have Bonnie. So there's a lot of questions that we have to answer. How do we get Tyler back from hell, apparently? How do we get Elena alive without murdering Bonnie? Yes. And how do we get Damon and Enzo back from their humanity?
The thing is that Enzo, like, we haven't known him as long as we've known Damon, right? Mm-hmm. But he has shown so much more to me humanity by fighting everything. Right. Yeah. And
Enzo was a big thing because that helped us really see him for who he was.
Yeah.
That he is able to hold on more. Even from day one when we saw him with Damon and with the fire situation and Damon left him, like, we knew that Enzo was a good dude.
Yeah, absolutely. And he has his faults, but I think he's a little bit weak and he kind of just crumbles under pressure and always picks the easy way out. And I just hope that we're able to kind of see him rise again to be a hero. Like, they built him up to us. And, mm-hmm. you know, people always say about women, you know, a lot of women are like, oh, well, I need a man. Like, if I don't have a man, I'm not this, I'm not that. To me, I see Damon and I'm like, the only thing that makes him good is Elena. It's this reverse thing. And, you know, you shouldn't need another person, regardless if they're male or female, to make you good. Mm-hmm. You just should be good.
Right. So, I completely agree.
I hope we get to see him be good on his own before Elena comes back. Well said. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking about Elena, let's read our Dear Elena letter of the week.
Okay. Let's see. Let me get it really quick.
And thank you guys so much. Please keep these coming. They make us laugh a lot.
What? He's been on one with the Dear Elena one.
Yeah.
He posts them on Twitter.
Awesome guy. What's his name? Robbie?
I'm having a... Robbie. Here we go. All right. Dear Elena, girl, your friends are horrible people. There's a siren on the loose raising hell, but of course Caroline has to shop for her wedding dress now. Bonnie's all pissy because the group cares more about saving Damon than Bozo. Oh, I mean Enzo. What show has she been on for 8 years? Damon will always come first. She needs to chill with the penguin applesauce out. Oh, yeah, out. On a lighter note, Damon might have killed Tyler. But if you ask me, it was a mercy killing. Other than looking angry and wolfy, he left me cold. Every week, there is a vigil held praying for your safe return. The women organizing it are very sweet. I've enclosed a Polaroid of them, Robbie.
Oh. And it's a Polaroid of you guys.
Wait, it's a Polaroid of us?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to retweet that. I didn't realize. That's so sweet, Robbie. Thank you. We love them.
And at Robbie M. Smith.
Yes, yep. At Robbie M. Smith. So keep them coming, Robbie. Everyone else, keep them coming. On that note, let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Start with you, Roxy.
No.
Okay, fine. Let's start with you, Jordana.
I don't know.
I'm for some reason really caught up with the whole Celine and the little girls, that situation. Mm. And I really think that, I don't know, I just feel like the way that Sybil, you know, got to the brothers, you know, maybe she's not going to, I mean, she can't make little girls kill anybody, but I just have a feeling that, you know, she's going to get inside their heads. I don't know, maybe she needs them. So she can become more powerful, and maybe that's why, maybe Sybil doesn't want to be part of Celine becoming more powerful. I don't know, maybe they need to become more powerful together, and she doesn't want to do that, but maybe if she has little girls, you know, that can help her. Mm-hmm. Something that I'm kind of questioning more is just, how is Stefan going to face the devil? Like, how is this situation, you know, it's more of a question than a prediction.
Yeah.
How is that gonna
come
in the later episodes?
I think the thing that could help us a lot is we need Bonnie to get her powers back.
Yeah.
We need that, because then Bonnie can get us to hell. We can get people back. We can figure out a way to make it so that her and Elena can be alive at the same time. She can keep Stefan safe while he takes down the devil. Mm-hmm. Like, all of this, if Bonnie had her powers, I'd feel a lot safer.
I agree, and, you know, per what Nicholas Kelly in the chat said, that the Bennets do have this tie to everything, the Gemini Coven, to the Sirens. So I think it'd be really cool if she could somehow get her powers back through everything that's happening. I know in the scenes from next week, we saw that Stefan says something like, we need to put Damon down. Mm-hmm. And I feel like maybe he's going to kind of be doing essentially what perhaps Sybil is doing, cutting ties from her sister because she's dangerous. And, you know, Damon and, yeah, then Damon's going to be the Celine of the situation.
Right. Mm. I also feel like Matt might have a whole role with that situation in putting Damon down. He seemed pretty upset if Tyler is gone, you know, but I don't think he is. But maybe he'll think, you know, that Tyler's gone. And that's going to upset him more.
Yes.
And maybe, you know, go after Damon.
And so. My very hopeful, probably unrealistic prediction is that, you know, Nina Dobrev does come back before the series finale. But Elena doesn't come back until the series finale. That Catherine comes back first because she is in hell. There is a tie. I mean, like I said, these writers are smart. They know what they've told us. They know that a lot of us have watched these episodes over and over and over again. So if they're going to show us hell, then we're going to be like, where the hell is Catherine?
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to at least have to make reference to her, like, all right, Catherine's peeing right now. Sorry, she's not here.
Yeah, be like, Catherine's pissed, and yeah. She just does not want to be on camera right now. Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, that pretty much summed it up for this week. Thank you guys so much. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Thank you guys for letting me join you this week. Of course. I love Vampire Diaries.
And you guys can find me at Jordana_Morphin.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43. And I just wanted to thank Clever Kim's Curious. I wore one of their necklaces last week. This, again, Bonnie wore one of them on one of the first episodes. And they really like all this crystal-y stuff, as well as this ring by Disco Gems. I love showing it to you guys because it's all crystal-y and weird.
Wow, those are awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's really super cool. Fun. And I feel like we might have similar taste. And the Vampire Diaries loves this stuff, too. So definitely check them out and follow AfterBuzz everywhere. And we will see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.